Good afternoon and welcome to this week's podcast. I've made the decision actually to record the pod and publish it on a Monday. It works much better for me, and I think it also allows me to tell you what's coming up in the week rather than doing it sort of like straddling the weekend. So podcasts now are going to be on a Monday. Hi. Firstly, attendance is really, really important, obviously, because we want your children in school. We want to be able to teach them. We want them to get the very, very best from all we offer. But we do understand that we all get ill. It happens. And if they are going to be ill, could you please make sure you are emailing the attendance email address? So it's attendance@shearsgreen-jun.kent.sch.uk. So it's attendance@shearsgreen-jun.kent.sch.uk. And we always say, if you've got any, if you can to an appointment or anything like that, any sort of proof that we can just have on record, that can always be emailed through there too. We had to say goodbye to Mrs. Lear on Friday. She spent 16 years of her life at Shears Green Junior School. Blood, sweat, tears. She started here as a teaching assistant, became a high level teaching assistant, went to work as attendance officer in the school office before becoming our school business manager, and she has lived and breathed our school whilst also being a governor, and we're going to miss her. She's been absolutely incredible, but at the same time we wish her well and completely understand her reasons. Lots and lots going on for Mrs. Lear. Lots of exciting things too. So we wish her well in whatever she chooses to do next. She hasn't made that choice. What a luxury that would be. But we also welcome Mrs. Marden, who is our new school business manager and started last week. So tomorrow, Tuesday morning, we have our SEN coffee morning straight after drop-off in my office. Come for coffee. We will have some cookies. And you will be able to come and talk to the school nurse. It is open to everybody. You do not need to have a child with additional needs. But if you think your child may have additional needs or they have got additional, it's great. It's just an opportunity to talk, to share, to take solace in the fact that as parents, things do go wrong. And I can tell you some stories about my daughter recently. I won't, but I will. It happens to all of us. That's parenting. It's not easy, is it? But come and speak to the school nurse. She'll be able to sort of give a little talk and help you with any issues you may have. Or just come and sit, have that hot drink and have a good old chin wag tomorrow morning, straight after drop off in my office. We published the term dates last week, and we realised that there was a clash for next year's PGL trip. Year 5 parents, hold tight. We won't be doing it during half term week. Don't worry about that. We are looking to see whether we can move it. We're hoping it's looking fine for us to move it to the following week, but just hold tight. I thank you for somebody who showed that to us. I'm not quite sure how we made that error. I think it's because we ordinarily would go that week, but the term dates seem to be a lot later next year. You'll notice next Christmas we don't split up to the 20th, which is 5 whole days later than this year, which I think is better. Term dates have now been published. Apologies about the time it's taken, but I'd like to try and coordinate it with the Northfleet Trust to try and make it as easy as possible for those of us who have children, not with just us, but also with the boys and the girls' school. But also, I'd like to throw them to Mrs. Kotcher as well to try and make sure we've got consistency between us and the infants. Next week, right, are you ready? Next Monday is photo day. They're individual photos, and there'll also be the siblings, as long as the siblings are within our school. So photos are happening next Monday. Next Tuesday is Odd Socks Day, and it's a flu vaccination day. It's Odd Socks Day, and don't forget, there's a competition for somebody to design the best pair of socks, and Mrs. Ellington and I will be judging. So that's for Anti-Bullying Week, Odd Socks Day next Tuesday. Next Friday is, I was going to say Comic Relief, it's a Children in Need Day, a Pudsey Day, as we like to call it. And the children can come into school in their own uniform. They can also come into school wearing spots. They can have spots on their face. They can have spots on their clothes. People are quite creative. So next Friday is Children in Need Day, where children can come into school wearing their own clothes with spots if they wish. And don't forget, any pennies you have would get donated to that very, very worthy cause. We then have a further non-uniform day the following Friday, the 24th of November, and that is a festive donation day for the summer fair. That's correct. And we've also got a donation day this Friday then. Oh my goodness. So donation day this Friday for chocolate for the Christmas fair. Then we've got a donation day on the 24th, and I'll give you more details of that. I'll just have to catch up with the PTFA. Wow. Okay, keep up. Don't forget the Christmas fair, Saturday the 2nd of December between 12 and 3. If you can help, we need as much help as we can get. Please, can you let us know in school? Just send us an email into the office, say, I can help, and we'll pass that on to the PTFA. So that's Saturday the 2nd of December. Starting this Friday, we have a Autism Awareness Parent Course. It's running between 9:30 to 11:30, and it's for the next few weeks. If you've got time on a Friday, you want to know more about autism, we've got a parent class being run in side school from the adult education people. It's brilliant, really, really good, really, really useful. We'll keep you informed. Can you just let the school office know? Office at shearsgreen-jun.kent.sch.uk if you intend on attending the course. Now, my mother-in-law always says to me that once we've had fireworks, she goes, oh, Matt, she goes... She says, Matt, once fireworks are out the way, it's basically Christmas. She says it to me every year. So, in the spirits of my fantastic, lovely mother-in-law, fireworks have passed, and that must mean Christmas is on the way. We break up on Friday the 15th of December, really early this year. It seems really, really early, and I can only apologise. That's how the term dates have worked out. But like me, we've got to find a good week or so to entertain the children before Christmas, and we're back really early. The kids are back on the 3rd, Wednesday the 3rd of January. Christmas productions. Our Christmas plays are happening on the last week of term. So, year 6 is going to be on Monday the 11th. Let me get this right. Year 3 on Tuesday the 12th. Year 4 on Wednesday the 13th. And year 5 on Thursday the 14th. They happen in the afternoon. I think it's about 2:15. I will clarify the times as we get a little closer. But I know some people are wanting to take time off of work. So if you want to take that afternoon off of work, year 6 is Monday the 11th. Year 3 is Tuesday the 12th. Year 4 is Wednesday the 13th. And year 5 is Thursday the 14th of December for those Christmas productions. And I've spoken to Mrs. Cotter at the Infant, and you'll be pleased to know if you've got children in the infants, all of their nativities are happening in the morning. What we always say is after the Christmas plays, you are welcome to take the children once they've nipped back up to class. You won't be able to just take the children from the infants earlier. Just will caveat that. But it's only normally about 10 minutes or so. But, you know, once they're done, the children are high on Christmas, we're happy to send them home with you. We've come back from PGL. That was a fantastic week. If you are in year 5 and you're in any doubt about whether you want to come to PGL or not, just go and speak to one of the year 6s. It was fantastic. And we were so lucky with the weather, because we were looking at the forecast and we had those gale force winds predicted, you know, 70, 80, 90 mile an hour winds, and they kind of swerved us. So we had a bit of wind, a bit of rain, but the sun was out. I was in my flip-flops on Wednesday. I was. And it was warm, and people are looking at me and staring at me going, it's not summer, but it's like 15 degrees. It was really, really nice. So we had a fantastic week. The children had the best of times. And when I say the best of times, it was lovely to see them challenging themselves, jumping, challenging themselves to puzzles, spending that time with their mates. It's a real special trip. And one, as I said last week when we told my story of the B-Day, one you remember for the rest of your life. You know, it's that life-changing trip. So if you are in any doubt about whether you want your child who's in year five to come on PGL next year, just talk to one of the year sixes and they will sell it. In summary, this week we've got the parents, we've got the SEND coffee morning tomorrow morning, Tuesday. Friday is a donation day for chocolate. Okay, so it's a non-uniform day on Friday for chocolate. And don't forget, we've got our autism awareness class as well going on for parents. Hope you enjoy the rest of your week. I will see you around soon. Take care.